Ever find yourself just scrolling through social media or maybe hopping on a video call or even just streaming your favorite show and it's all happening without a hitch and you just think to yourself, how does my phone just do that?
It really does feel like magic sometimes, doesn't it?
Right. But today, no digital smoke and mirrors here. You sent us this TS-129518V170500 PDF document. It's like getting a backstage pass to the world of 5G.
Yeah, think of it like the rule book, the secret language that makes 5G networks work.
Okay, well, full disclosure, this document looks, well, intense, like reading a dictionary on a roller coaster, intense, but lucky for us, you're here to, you know, kind of break it down.
Well, this is what I live for.
Yeah.
Trust me, once we get past all the jargon, it's really fascinating. This document, ETSI TS-129518V17.5.0, officially tells us how different parts of the 5G network communicate.
Okay, so when my phone just effortlessly connects to 5G, this document is behind the scenes, like orchestrating the whole thing.
Exactly. It's dictating how your phone finds the network, how it knows where to connect, what happens when you're moving between cell towers, all of it.
Okay, color me intrigued. So give me the highlights.
Well, one of the first things that really jumped out at me was this concept of UE context. Imagine it like your phone's digital ID card. You know, with all your network settings, security information, all of that.
So it's like constantly showing this ID to the network.
Yeah, essentially. And this document, it gets so specific about how this UE context is created, how it's transferred, even deleted when you disconnect. Specific messages, procedures for every scenario.
Wow, talk about attention to detail. But what about this document really stood out to you?
Honestly, the level of detail around handover. You know how you can be streaming a video on the go and you switch between cell towers and there's no, like, glitch.
Yeah, one of life's little miracles.
Right. This document outlines an entire handover. It's like a perfectly timed relay race. Your phone's passing information to the new tower while still connected to the old one. All in milliseconds.
Okay, my brain just did a little buffering itself trying to picture that. So this document's basically like the instruction manual for a flawless 5G experience.
That's a great way to put it. It covers everything, from how your phone knows you're getting a call, even when it seems like it's asleep.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like tech telepathy or something.
To what happens if you hit a dead zone.
Because let's be real, sometimes technology has a mind of its own, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? This document even outlines specific error codes, like UE not serve VM, and what the network actually does to try and fix them.
So even troubleshooting is meticulously planned out in this thing.
It's all about maintaining that seamless 5G experience.
Okay, I'm getting a whole new appreciation for that little 5G icon on my phone. It's like the tip of the iceberg of information.
Oh, we're just getting started. Now, about those notifications. Did you know this document explains how your phone knows which digital mailbox to check, even when it seems inactive?
Wait, really? My phone checks the digital mailbox for me? This is getting good. Tell me more.
It's like it's almost like your phone has its own little postal worker, right? Sorting through all the digital mail, making sure you get those notifications right on time.
Okay, that's a fantastic analogy. So even when my phone is just, you know, chilling out, screens off, it's still got these background processes going on thanks to this document.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this whole hidden world of communication that never sleeps. And speaking of hidden, you know, this document also gets into the whole security side of things too.
Because all this behind the scenes action, it better be happening securely, right?
Oh, absolutely. The document even uses terms like ciphering algorithm and integrity algorithm, which sound really complex, but basically think of them like digital bouncers for your data. They're there to make sure it stays private.
So it's kind of like scrambling a message so only the person it's meant for can actually unscramble it and read it.
Exactly. Those algorithms, they're designed to keep your conversations, messages, everything safe from prying eyes.
Okay, well, I have to admit, I'm feeling a lot less intimidated by this whole technical document now. You've definitely got a knack for making it relatable.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, there are details in here about how, like, your phone's location within the network itself, not just geographically, can actually impact, say, which services you can access. It's all about optimizing the network for everyone.
Wait, hold on. So where I am within the network's infrastructure, like, that matters. That's wild. So it's like, if I'm closer to the router in my house, I get a better Wi-Fi signal, like that.
You got it. It's about how the network allocates its resources, how it prioritizes traffic, all that. And this document, it really digs deep into how that all works.
So essentially, this document, it's like the secret sauce behind a smooth and secure 5G experience, would you say?
I'd say it's more like the entire recipe book, actually. But yeah, you're right. It lays the foundation for all the things we love about 5G.
You know, I gotta say, after digging into this with you, I don't think I can look at that little 5G icon on my phone the same way again. It's like this tiny little portal to this whole hidden, intricate world.
That's the beauty of technology, right?
Yeah.
There's always more to discover beneath the surface, and a lot of times it's way more fascinating than we could have imagined.
Speaking of fascinating, what's one thing, one detail from this document that you found particularly interesting? Something that, even with all your expertise, you found surprising?
That's a great question. One thing that really struck me was just how much detail is dedicated to, well, error handling. We
Yeah.
touched on it a bit earlier, but this document, it goes really deep into specific error codes, procedures for addressing them, all of it.
Okay, so walk me through it. What happens when my phone encounters one of these errors? It's like a whole little mini drama unfolding that I'm not even aware of.
Exactly. It's like this document was written to anticipate every possible hiccup, and it's got a plan for all of them. Like, remember the error code we talked about? You will not serve BAMPIF? This document, well, it outlines a whole sequence of steps the network takes to try and resolve it.
So it's not even just about detecting the error, it's about actively trying to fix it, and I'm just completely oblivious.
Exactly. It's like having a whole team of tiny digital mechanics on standby, ready to jump in and make repairs when needed. And get this, the document even outlines preventative measures, things the network can do to try and avoid these errors in the first place.
Wow, so it's constantly monitoring, adjusting, making sure everything's running smoothly. It's like a well-oiled machine, this 5G network.
You got it. And it all comes back to this document, this blueprint for how the whole thing operates. It's the unsung hero of our connected world, really.
Okay, well, I think we need to give this document a round of applause. But for our listeners out there who, they're not engineers, they're not tech whizzes, what's the key takeaway here? Why should they care about this whole hidden world of 5G communication?
That's a great question to wrap up on.
Yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway is, even though we don't see it, even though we might not understand all the technical details, there is an incredible amount of ingenuity, complexity happening behind the scenes every time just to make our connected lives possible.
No. It's so easy to take it for granted. We expect our phones to work. We expect to be connected to the world seamlessly.
Exactly. And hopefully this little deep dive of ours, it's given you a little bit of a newfound appreciation for that invisible symphony of technology that makes it all happen.
So next time I'm, just scrolling through my favorite app, not a care in the world about, technical stuff, I'll remember, oh, there's this whole hidden world just working away, making sure I'm connected.
It really is like a digital orchestra or something.
Right.
And this document is the sheet music,
Yeah.
making sure everything's in sync.
And even when there's a wrong note, a dropped connection, boom, there's a system to get things back on track. All thanks to this document.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. This isn't just about circuits and wires. It's about, connections,
Yeah.
communication, innovation even.
It's the unsung hero of 5G, for sure. And, I gotta say, spending this time with you, I'm feeling a lot more curious about all the tech that powers like my everyday life.
That's great to hear. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's easy to take these technologies for granted, but there's so much, I don't know, wonder to them, so much ingenuity.
Well said, well said. And on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. Next time you're, connected to the world through your phone, just take a second. Appreciate that invisible network, the rules, the messages, all working together and make it happen.
It's a digital symphony, for sure, and one that's, well, worth acknowledging.
Couldn't agree more. And that is a wrap on another deep dive. We'll catch you next time, ready to unpack even more of this fascinating world around us.